What you've described is a really inspiring story about computers being used to empower people and to give them access to information, which seems to have been at the heart of the personal computer revolution from the very beginning. Recently, we've been hearing a lot more about surveillance via computers, Google's records being subpoenaed, other search engines and portals, and libraries giving over their records. Do you think that computers are more a tool of surveillance and suppression, or should we be hopeful about their future as ways for people to empower and inform themselves?
I think that it's a race. The people will win out. And it's a philosophical principle. Either you believe in ultimate power being with the government and the elite and those in power, or you believe in ultimate power, ultimate sovereignty, being with the people. I choose to believe the latter. It may not be right, but I choose to believe it because it's much more pleasant, and it's not been definitively disproved, at least not to me. If you think about it, it's hard to lock up information, and it's easier and easier to unlock it and make it widely available. The government goes bonkers trying to lock it up, and it keeps leaking out, whether it's Libby's lobbying foolishness or all the rest of the stuff. The Bush-Cheney White House is just going bonkers trying to keep things secret, and they're having a heck of a time doing it. We had a phrase in the 60s and 70s, maybe still now, of information wants to be free. Not just free economically, no matter how much the conglomerates and the cartels and the information owners would dearly love to monopolize it, but freely accessible, freely available. And it seems
rather,
to
rather like free beach.
Yeah, like the free beach. It's a variation on the free beach. I have hope in all of my cynicism, which happens daily as I watch the news and watch C-SPAN. I also have hope that information provides freedom. Information is not simply piles of data. It is data that is organized and structured and accessible. And if we are to have any hope of being responsible members of our society and maintaining a democratic and republican form of society, we must be informed decision makers in making the decisions in that political process. The internet provides that. The blogs provide that. Yeah, there's a lot of BS and false information floating around. Hey, that's not unique to this time or to the internet. That was going on in newspapers and tabloid magazines and everything else forever into history. Provocative statements, which means that they irritate some politician. That's okay. You should have seen 19th century newspapers as far as provocative statements and flamboyant invention of fantasies. And representation of them as being facts. And yet, our nation moved forward with it. I think that the internet and access to information is the basis for, and will be the basis, for us being successful in continuing or in regaining control over our lives and our society and our culture and our nation and moving us forward.